room. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Thank you for coming into my house. We are every Arizona homeowner's best friend. That's our objective. That's our vision statement. And that is our goal. We want to become your best friend by bringing you absolutely the best information relating to home ownership, maintenance, repair, and remodeling that you can find anywhere on the planet. We have a website, rosieonthehouse.com, that backs up this four-hour Saturday morning program that we've been doing for 28 years. Every question we've ever been asked on the show actually has been posted in our frequently asked questions section on the website. And we have posted the correct answer. Truth to tell, that if people would use the website, we probably wouldn't even need to have a radio show.
But speaking of the radio show.
But the radio show is more fun.
If you're driving around and you heard something and you missed it, you had to get out and pick up a kid or whatever, we podcast all the show. They live on the website under podcast. Mike does a great job of archiving them. So if you knew the question was from Jack about 8:30, you can just skim down there, find it, and just listen to that segment and find the answer you were looking for. So that's a real easy way also to keep track of what you've heard.
On my way to Tucson on Thursday, I was having made a stop at a listener's home in Gilbert. And as I was leaving, we were going through his laundry room out the garage, and he was sorting his VHS tapes. And VHS tapes. And I was enormously humbled, because right next to this several cardboard boxes of VHS tapes was a whole cardboard box of cassette tapes of Rosie on the House recorded programs that he had labeled what the topic was. So as he was addressing any one particular issue at his house, he would go take that cassette tape out, play it again, and remind him about what the right and wrong perspectives were on that particular topic.
A lot of things have changed since cassette tapes were the rage, you know? So he probably ought to update his technology a little bit. So we try to keep the most up-to-date information going.
Well, he was packing for a crappie fishing trip to Lake Alamo, and so we were talking lures and techniques, and I told him, I said, well, all you got to do is invite me to a crappie fishing trip to Lake Powell, Alamo Lake, and, you know, I can show you how to podcast all those. We store them up in the cloud. I don't know how it happens, but they're up there, and you can go up there and grab them anytime you want. So that was a particularly nice and humbling visit. It was a particularly nice and humbling visit to visit with all the people from Tucson. We're broadcasting from the Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home Show. It's their 45th year. And we're open today at 10 a.m. through 6 p.m. Tomorrow Sunday, we'll be here from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., broadcasting live here this morning. Then we'll be down on the showroom floor through the rest of the day, all of tomorrow. And I think do we have to go home for Sunday night, or did you book Sunday night? We're just going to drive home lazy, easy Monday.
I know you well enough that I booked Sunday night. Yeah, we'll just take our time Monday morning.
Oh, good. Very good, very good.
Take a little hike in Sabina Canyon before we leave.
That sounds like a winner,
yeah.
Absolutely. Very, very good plan, very good plan. You know, we've been here this morning, and we were talking about national parks in the state of Arizona. There's 24 of them. We were here with Tony Sarah from the Magic Garden Nursery here in Tucson, talking all about the questions relating on lawn and his new fertilizer that he's getting ready to release to the public that he mixes by hand in a 55-gallon trash can. That's hilarious. If it takes off, he's going to need to find a quicker way of making it than that. Well, now I want to talk to you all about a topic that has hit in particular in the Phoenix newspapers, an article about a carcinogen that has been found in our drinking water. And I tell you what, there isn't any place my blood gets boiling faster than when it comes to the topic of water treatment, because there is so much bad information, misleading information. And I would tell you that in my book, I would call them gross exaggerations, even to the point where maybe a lie or two could be uncovered if you dug hard enough. So we're here, and I want to talk water treatment, because we got a lot of queries through email and through phone calls about what do we do about this chromium-6 chemical that's been found in our public drinking waters. It is the chemical that Erin Brockovich made famous in her movie, which is the name of the movie I do not remember, but she basically made a huge stand in a California area that had been polluted with this C6. And now we have it here, and I just want to let y'all know how easy it is to take care of, and anybody using fear tactics to sell you water equipment should be run off of your property, okay? So to talk through the topic, I've got two water experts in here from Connecticut, Jack Eversole, who handles the Tucson market.
Good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Jennifer.
Jack, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you.
You look pretty good for the day after your 40th high school reunion.
Saguaro High School, 76.
Saguaro, Tucson.
That, the one with the H, not the G. We're the Cougars.
I started at Saguaro with a G in 70, and then we split sessions with Chaparral, and I graduated out of Chaparral in 74. First graduating class of Chaparral High School, the Chaparral Firebirds. So, Jack, you look good. I don't think I would look quite as good as you if I went to my 40th. Jennifer and I try and get in bed on Friday nights about 8 o'clock.
Well, the good wife, Barbara Joyce, had me out there by 10 o'clock last night. Okay. I'm dead by 10:30.
So, all right. And joining Jack is Mike Maddox, the general manager of Connecticut. Mike,
good
thanks
morning.
For coming down.
Good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
I really do empathize with you guys. Jack, your booth is right next door to my booth.
Yes, sir.
And standing there and listening to the questions that are fronted to y'all about what water treatment equipment homeowners should be considering, it was all I could do a couple times, not just jump over the barrier between my booth and your booth and just kind of shake these people and say, would you listen?
Feel free. Jump in anytime, Rosie. You're a pro.
Well, it's a topic I'm passionate about because of all the bad information that's out there. You know, people, we have actually, in our coverage of the topic, had certain manufacturers change their literature that they distribute nationally. There's a big difference between water treatment and water softening.
Exactly. You know, and customers come up and they get all this information and they get puzzled. They get that puzzled look on their face.
It's easy. It's easy to get puzzled.
Exactly. What do you do? Well, I always come back and I say, I hate to ask this, but I need to ask you a question, answer a question with a question. What is it that you're concerned about with your water? Are you on city water? Are you on well water? What are the main issues that you have that you would like to see a change in? And we take it from there.
Tucson's kind of funny because it's kind of, in some ways, it's kind of like New Orleans. New Orleans gets a Mississippi River after it's been cycled through a human or a cow 18 times. That's why they don't drink much water
that's
in New
crazy.
Orleans.
That is.
They have other beverages of choice in New Orleans.
We never saw that, did we, Mike?
No, I don't think we ever saw that.
Tucson receives a good amount of its water through a 280-mile ditch.
Central Arizona Project.
Yeah.
And we thank them for being here.
Yeah. But that water is exposed to evaporation along its entire length. Exactly. The only thing that doesn't evaporate from water
is calcium.
The mineral content.
Yeah, and that's the big problem, the big white buildup, the big ring that people see all the time. It happens in the shower doors, the faucets, the fixtures, the dishwasher. They go to the store, they buy that brand-new dishwasher for $1,000, and they assume that it's going to get the plates clean, but don't think about the water that goes into it.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the difference between water. One of the questions I heard asked yesterday, more than any other question, is this cloud of confusion over the use of salt.
There is no such thing as a salt-free water softener. Salt-free water softeners that most will condition the water by removing chlorine, taste, and odor, but they leave the calcium products, the hardness, in the water.
Yeah.
The only way to extract that's to an ion exchange, period.
Now, it's my understanding that there are nanofiltration methods that you can get softened water out of, but for a typical house, you'd be talking something north of $30,000-$35,000.
Absolutely. Jack's exactly right. A no-salt system is a big filter. It's only taking out the, like he said, the chlorine,
the cat
air, the taste, the odors, and everything else. Please, if you're trying to get rid of and protect your plumbing, your appliances, and everything else, folks, you need a common water softener.
What is softened water?
Softened water is an ion exchange. Basically, you have these little ion exchange with resin in it. And resin are little plastic beads that sit in the tank. And your water flows through these plastic beads, and they attract the calcium. Well, over a period of time, those resin beads can only hold so much. If you don't clean them with either salt or potassium, you'll get hard water coming back in. So salt or potassium is a catalyst. It deionizes the resin, breaks off the calcium hardness, and then flushes it down the drain.
And then that water softener, the discharge, that's another misnomer I hear all the time, that water softeners have been outlawed in 26 states.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I hear that all the time.
This all the time. And that's a big misnomer. It's just not true. And Mike, you know, Mike knows the same thing.
Yeah, there's so many stories out there. You said it before, snake oil. There's so many things.
Rosie. So much snake oil and water treatment.
It is. It's just not true. Just, folks, please do your homework before you make that final decision. That's I can't overemphasize that.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about some of the products that are out on the market right now that we don't, without mentioning any names.
That's right.
That we don't believe in at Rosie on the House. I'll find out if y'all believe in them or not. But I use the simple standard. When people call me and ask me, hey, a plumber's here and they want me to invest in this particular system or that particular, all I ask them is one simple question. Is the equipment certified by the Water Quality Association?
Or the National Sanitation Foundation.
Or the National. Just ask the plumber or the water treatment company that's at your house that question. Yes or no tells you whether or not to consider negotiating with the guy or not. If it's not certified, get him out of your house. More on the topic of water and water treatment at your house. We're going to cover a subject called final barrier when we get back.